From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The UN Security Council is expected to meet later today to discuss the latest North Korean missile test. This time, it was a mid-range missile capable of carrying a nuclear warhead that was fired over Japan. The rocket broke apart and fell into Pacific waters off Hokkaido on Tuesday. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said the North's reckless action is an unprecedented, serious, and grave threat to his nation. A spokesman for South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff, speaking here, Ro Jae-chun, said despite repeated warnings, the North launched its 13th ballistic missile this year from the vicinity of Sunan near Pyongyang. Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop called the launch provocative, dangerous, destabilizing, and threatening.
To fire a missile over the territory of another nation is threatening, dangerous, and provocative. North Korea is in breach of numerous UN Security Council resolutions and is acting illegally.
The latest missile launch comes in the midst of a joint military exercise by the U.S. and South Korea. President Donald Trump says, quote, all options are on the table, unquote, in considering a U.S. response. A suicide bomber attacked a crowd outside a bank in the Afghan capital, Kabul, on Tuesday, killing at least five people and wounding nine others. The attack occurred at the entrance to the Kabul Bank branch, not far from the U.S. embassy. Witnesses said personnel of the Afghan army and other security institutions were among the crowd waiting to receive their monthly salaries. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump and his wife Melania are traveling to Texas today to witness firsthand the devastation being caused by Tropical Storm Harvey. It came ashore Friday as a Category 4 storm and has dumped record amounts of rainfall as it meanders eastward. Aboard Air Force One, VOA White House correspondent Pete Heinlein says there's a lot for the president to do.
Well, he's certainly promising swift action to help those affected. He said recovery is going to be a long and difficult road, and there seems to be no doubt of that. The briefers are talking about how long and how difficult it's going to be. This is a storm like we haven't ever seen before.
The president said he expects quick action by Congress to fund cleanup efforts and has declared 18 Texas counties disaster areas. More than 70 centimeters of rain have already fallen, and another 60 are expected over the next several days. As many as 9 fatalities are blamed on the storm. Harvey is now slowly moving east toward Louisiana. That state's governor is John Bel Edwards.
This is going to play out over several days. That's exactly what's happening. The storm is more or less stationary, but to the extent that it's moving, it's actually moving towards the east in our direction. And that makes this obviously a dangerous situation for our state, especially those people on the western portion of our state.
The storm is also impacting the nation's oil refineries and gas supplies. Robert Sinclair is a spokesperson for the travel agency AAA.
More than 30% of total U.S. refining capacity is located in the Gulf Coast. And in fact, where the storm first hit, Corpus Christi, there are 5 refineries with about 4% of U.S. refining capacity. All of them were knocked offline.
Gasoline futures hit their highest level in 2 years on Monday. Kenya's Supreme Court has begun hearing opposition leader Raila Odinga's challenge to this month's electoral victory of President Uhuru Kenyatta. The former prime minister has charged that the election was marred by fraud. The court on Monday ordered the Election Commission to grant access to its computer servers and electronic devices used in counting the votes. In Myanmar, security forces continue operations in the rest of western Rakhine State, where more than 100 people have been killed since Rohingya militants ambushed troops on Friday. The operations have forced thousands of minority Rohingya Muslims to flee the violence to neighboring Bangladesh. And India and China have agreed to disengage their forces along the disputed Dokkum border region. Tensions began in June after India accused China of building a road at Dokkum. I'm Doug Bernard in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.